FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is March 8th, 2017, a week to go to the Ides of March. What will happen then? Well, Andrew Hoffman is with us to explain. Andy, welcome.
Right. Thanks for having me. Of course, there's so many things. We were just talking about how that specific date, it's not that date means anything, but there are three major events on that date. And, you know, between the Dutch election and the Fed meeting and the debt ceiling, you know, there's going to be major ramifications on the world, whether the manipulators in the market try to, you know, paint them over for a day or two, because, you know, particularly the debt ceiling, it's going to once and for all prove the end of the Trumpflation meme. And to that end, why don't we start today with Trump Care?
Yeah. What that thing is pretty pathetic. There's nothing in it that really solves the problem, does it?
I mean, look, the day after, I spent the whole summer trying to get Trump to win. And mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I don't do anything politically, but I wrote more about how we need to get him to win than about any political candidate ever in my life, mostly because I just didn't want Hillary Clinton to win. But I wrote the day after, I did an audio blog titled Turning on Trump, where I said, OK, he's in. And guess what? Every single thing that he said he's going to do is politically or economically unviable. And the first thing I said was there's going to be no repeal and replace Obamacare, because once you let that socialist genie out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. I mean, you can't give people free health care and then say we're taking it away, because, you know, if you're a politician, you'll never get reelected. And you could have social unrest over these kind of things. So sure enough, they come out with their plan yesterday. And now I've, you know, read several analyses from it. I recommend Schiff's and Stockman's and, you know, many others. Mm-hmm. This is literally worse than Obamacare. It has all the same horrible properties of it that make it Obamacare, that make it a cost nightmare and cause escalation of healthcare costs into infinity. But it also has wealth disparity. I mean, you know, kind of a anti-Peter Pan effect, where it takes away some from the poor and gives to the rich. So it's got, you know, all the makings of a nightmare. And the fact is, it's not going to happen. There's not a chance in hell that this bill will ever pass, or that any bill will ever pass that changes Obamacare in any way, shape, and form, until eventually we have exactly what Hillary Clinton would have given us in day one, which is one payer health care in, you know, which is the most inefficient form imaginable. And this with the worst demographics imaginable. So we're going to have all the nation aging into this horrific socialized system. And it won't be long before people realize this. This is not going to take years to figure out, you know, during 2017, everyone will realize that there is no repeal and replace of Obamacare.
Yeah, we're getting single payer care. It seems so obvious now. There's no way, looking at this thing, that they want to do anything. You know, the whole thing of Obamacade, and that's what it was. All the people who are covered who weren't covered before are covered under Medicaid, which is the worst system in the world, let's face it. But the fact of the matter is that this thing is all about single payer, and we're all going to be covered under Medicare or a Medicare-like system. And, you know, all these things that he said during the election, none of it's going to come to pass. And it's just obvious now.
Well, I mean, it all has to do, again, you know, I said beginning, I mean, it doesn't matter who you put in office, it doesn't matter. These are financial problems that can't be fixed other than by default. And the demographic problems obviously can never be fixed. So it's just at a point right now where everyone's going to rapidly realize that whatever change they thought there was going to be is impossible. It's not that he's going back on his promises. He promised things that were impossible to start with. And anyone, you know, and like in any election, people who are unhappy, and in America, they're historically unhappy, just vote for the other party, because the other party is always going to promise the opposite of what they have right now. And the other part is, of course, at the end of any dying empire, you always move to socialism, especially in a fiat currency system where the government has the ability to pretty much commandeer not only the money supply, but the spending of that money. And that's exactly what they're going to do. That's what they've been doing for years. And we will be full-blown socialists here, just like they are in Europe and just like they are going to be everywhere as money-printing governments desperate to stay in power do what they always do. And as a result, we're going to continue to see massive cost of living increases in some places faster than others. And eventually, the United States will see it as fast as all the rest of the world is seeing it. I mean, we're seeing it pretty fast, but people don't realize how fast it is in the rest of the world with these crashing currencies, which brings me again to, you know, today I wrote about how technology and stupidity destroyed the world. And the technology I was referring to was the modern market manipulation technologies that have allowed them to prolong this game and make it so much worse by, you know, holding stocks up and gold down and interest rates down and manipulating currencies. And it's at the point where the whole thing is going to collapse. And so, you know, and now you have the Fed with this insane, I mean, are they doing it to get back at Trump? Are they doing it because there's some inner plan to destroy the nation? But I assure you, raising interest rates into a collapsing economy and in the process causing the dollar to explode, which is causing in turn corporate America to collapse and all the currencies around the world, which are already at or near all-time lows, to collapse even further and have a further inability to pay back the massive debts they have. Mm. I mean, it's suicide. So, you know, these are not things that can get papered over by still more money printing and market manipulation. I mean, we're already at dot-com levels of valuation in all kinds of markets and dot-com kind of trends, or I should say 2007, 2008 trends in debt and securitization and derivatives. All these things that we've had are much worse than they've ever been before. And this is the whole political system around the world is on the verge of being turned over.
Yeah, oh, exactly. But you see that you can't affect any change through the political system. If it's one thing we've learned here, nothing is going to change through that. Just not happening.
And again, you know, there's this honeymoon. There's always a honeymoon. You look at, how markets did when Obama came in and what Obama's policies were. In fact, Obama actually was able to put in he put in this massive stimulus program, which he was able to get passed. Like, I think it was like 3 weeks after his inauguration, because back then you had political you had the finances compared to now that enabled it. And also you had a political peace. Here you have, I mean, all out war. We're not going to talk about this here, but my God, Kerry, have you ever seen anything like this in this country where it's all out war and polarization and hatred and despising the president and protesting? I mean, it's pretty scary. Just starting.
Awful thing. Yeah, really bad. And we're just getting started.
I mean, when you see the intelligence agencies, I mean, I see on CNN, they had a video cam going into the Oval Office so you can look through the window and watch them arguing. And I'm going, I mean, is that not treason? I mean, we're talking about things that, you say this is the worst since. No, there's never been a time in America where it was this bad. Definitely. And the scary thing is he's only been in office for 2 months and people still believe. You know, there's a portion of America that still believes that there's going to be the Obama equivalent of hope and change when there's going to be absolutely none. And then, you know, that brings us, of course, to this debt ceiling. I mean, debt ceiling, we're talking about, what are we, 5 days away from it now? 6 days? We're talking about, as Stockman put it, all things come ground to a halt. I mean, if they can't agree on simple things, we're talking about he wants to put in place these insane fiscal plans that are economically unviable, and he's going to have to put it through Congress. And of course, he said, I won't do it until I can't do anything until we have a repeal and replace of Obama, which is never going to happen. So again, I mean, we're talking about all the hope that's out there. All will be gone in, I don't know, months. I mean, all of it. And we're talking about an historic bubble of pretty much epic proportions in every aspect of the economy. Mm-hmm. And it's going to all come crashing down. I have 100% certainty.
Yeah, well, we'll know soon enough here. It's, he's certainly not off to a good start, right?
Well, and he's doing what you would thought he would do. He would piss off people. He would propose draconian things that have no chance of being passed. But yet, you know, I mean, that's the point when I said, you know, that the world's been destroyed by stupidity and technology. All this is made possible by machines that have been able to manipulate financial markets and buy time and allow the schemes to get worse and worse and allow the beliefs to get inflated and the debts to grow larger and larger to the point where everything, where the House of Cards, it's like the Tower of Babel now. It's up into the heavens. And, you know, I mean, there's so many things out there that can knock it down. And of course, they're going to. It's just a matter of which thing does it. And, you know, we talk about the Ides of March. I mean, the Fed itself, you know, it would be very fitting if it was a slip of their tongue that caused everything to fall apart. But it could just as easily be one of many, many other things, many things of which aren't even on the radar screen yet. I mean, true black swans. But so many of these black swans are things that how could you not expect? I mean, like a collapse in Europe, or, you know, I'm watching the Marine Le Pen thing on 60 Minutes the other day, and you see the profile of her, you know, Anderson Cooper, who's just like one of these ridiculous Hillary Clinton type liberal apologists, is attacking her. And you look at the footage, though, of her rallies, and they like make Trump's look like nothing. I mean, that's how passionate the people in France are about what's happening there to their economy, their immigration policies, their standard of living. And people just don't realize what's about to happen, not just in Europe, but everywhere.
This is true.
I mean, the euro, again, I'm looking at the euro. It's flirting again. It's within basis points of a 15-year low. We're talking about massive inflation. And tomorrow the ECB is going to meet and say, yeah, well, but inflation is not quite enough for us to stop our insane policies of negative interest rates and QE to infinity. And it'll just make for more inflation. And then if the Fed comes in and is stupid enough to actually, well, they're going to raise rates on Wednesday, they'll make the dollar go up and hence the euro plunge even further. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at my screen at the Chinese yuan now. It's again getting closer and closer to that 7.0 level. And, you know, once it breaks through that level, then we're talking about massive capital outflows and capital controls and then the big devaluation that comes. And, you know, look at the oil. Look at the oil PPT desperately struggling to hold $50. As we're talking about record production, just record inventories. Russia's cheating. Everyone's cheating. I mean, all these pillars of sand that are holding up the biggest equity and the biggest financial bubble of all time are, you know, they are sand. And it won't be long before everyone realizes they're sand. There's just no way of putting lipstick on the world's biggest pig.
Yeah. I imagine so. So where are we now, Bitcoin wise?
Mm-hmm. Well, for one, we have this, you know, this ETF, there's three ETFs, but the main one, the Winklevoss one, it's been in registration with the SEC for 3 years. And finally, their final deadline is, well, it's Saturday of all days, but some people say it'll actually come down the approval or disapproval decision on Monday. Some say Friday. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, you know, the odds have always been very low. I think now they're up to 50%, but they've been throughout this huge rally, you know, 25-30%. And what I've said is they'd be insane to allow this thing to go because it's a direct competitor of the fiat regime. And if they do, it can put a lot of people, you know, into the space that weren't there before. So it's hard for me to believe that this thing would actually go through. But there's been a big rally based on it. And as a result, people are now selling some into it. And, you know, and you have the Chinese government is still not allowing withdrawals from their exchanges because of these same capital controls. They're terrified. The whole government system is terrified of anything that threatens it right now. And the point is that things are threatening it from all directions. So, you know, I mean, at some point, I don't know what Bitcoin will do with around these near term events, but, you know, people like in gold and silver are going to be running from the system faster and faster with each passing day.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people are saying that Bitcoin is just getting started here and it's only going to go higher from this point.
Well, it's the movement away from the system. That's what it is. People are terrified of the system, and Bitcoin happens to be a fantastic new technology which will which will make it easier for many people to get away from the system. I mean, it's in its nascent stages. So, you know, there's always a lot of market moving news in both directions. But you know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. I wrote an article this week and everyone should read. It's called Same As It Ever Was, Bitcoin, Gold, and a Rapidly Changing World. And that's the whole point. The world is changing.
Yeah.
And the monetary world is, I mean, a few years from now, we won't even recognize it. I'm sure cryptocurrency will have a large, much larger role in it. I'm sure gold and silver will have a much larger role in it. But the one thing I do know is that fiat currency is being depreciated at a more rapid rate than at any time in history. And it's only going to get worse. And, you know, I think, you know, the ultimate catalyst, because all these other things out there, I think everyone knows a lot of these things are going to happen, like Europe will eventually break up. But people still believe that, you know, in the center of the financial universe, you know, the emperor has no clothes, dollar and United and Dow. People are going to realize soon that the center of the universe truly has no clothes. And when that happens, there's going to be all hope lost that we can mask, you know, this horrible, horrible situation from reality.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've been doing all along, right? I mean, trying to anyway.
Right. But with increasingly weak results. That's the whole point. They spend more and more money and get less and less results. And it's gotten to the point now where the only real results that they generate are creating financial bubbles. Because mm-hmm. with each passing day, I mean, God, the GDP, even the Fed's GDP number, they're down to 1% for the first quarter. And, you know, part of that is because, as I said, the dollar is surging because of their talk and the interest rates are surging because of their talk. And those things are only going to make things worse. It's kind of a vicious feedback loop, because as much as Trump wants a weak dollar, when the world is falling apart, the dollar is going to get stronger. It's just that simple. It always does. And it always will until yeah. eventually the whole system is gone.
Yeah. I mean, what have we got here, really? How do we protect ourselves? I mean, we've talked about this over and over again here, Andy.
Well, look, I mean, you know, if you want to buy into historic bubbles, go for it. I mean, maybe they have the technology to keep them going forever. I doubt it. I mean, certainly not in real terms, because, you know, the very efforts to do that only create more inflation, which makes, yeah. you know, the real returns go lower. I mean, that's why real wages are falling no matter how much they try to like raise the minimum wage. And it's why real returns in financial assets are going to continue to go lower. So, you know, if you're talking about financially, you know how I feel, you know how I act, and, you know, I've dedicated a whole entire career to it. And mm-hmm. it's a labor of love that's goes beyond my career. So, you know how I feel, sure. but it's more than that. It's really the best thing you could do is just to understand what's going on around you and start to consider that. Yeah, I mean, for most people, I mean, if you look at the average American, I think they understand well that things are going the wrong way. I mean, that's why Trump was elected. But, you know, for people who haven't had it as bad as mm-hmm. the average Joe, you really need to start considering that what's spreading around the world is not going to get better. And you need to, you know, have some game plans in all aspects of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. Wake up. Wake up now before it's too late, because we're getting to that point, aren't we?
We are. 2017, I said it in, you know, multiple articles at the end of last year. It's going to be the year of money printing and draconian government actions and monetary revolution. And I mean, it's, again, you know, I sit here and look at the Chinese yuan about to go over 7 to the dollar again. And I'm going, I mean, do people not realize just this one simple thing? This is the day after, you know, this weekend you had the big Chinese Congress with thousands of people, and the premier said that 2017 will be the weakest year of growth basically ever. Mm. And we face unprecedented challenges, and, you know, people just, you know, whistling past the graveyard, not realizing the ramifications of this.
Yeah, it really comes down to that, doesn't it? Well, hey, we got to leave it at that. So go check out Andy's work over at milesfranklin.com. Subscribe to his daily missive and frequent audio blogs. Got any questions, comments about this interview or any others we do? Send me an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. kl@kerrylutz.com. The Twitter feed is @kerrylutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Andy, we will catch up with you again. Same time, same bat station next week.
Looking forward to it.
All right, you be well.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.